subject. I have two boyfriends and I want to settle down with one, but not sure which one. Dear Mr. Harvey and Miss Strawberry, I know this sounds messed up, but I have two boyfriends. One is in jail and the other I live with. When I ask the one I live with about his goals and our future, he says he's going day by day. Now, to me, it seems he doesn't have his goals and priority in order. He has two beautiful kids, but his crazy baby mother won't always let him see them. Anyways, I love him, and he says he loves me. He's a good guy and does a lot for me, but at the same time, he lacks motivation on different levels, so I'm not sure if I should keep pursuing a life with him or let him go. Since I moved out of the state, he still keeps in touch, and he's working on some stuff, but not really a career. I don't know how to explain it. Please help me. Now, the guy in jail is motivated and got a game plan. That's what she said. He's very family-oriented and knows what he wants to do when he gets out and how he wants to change his life around. No more BS. He wants a family, and he wants to provide for his family. He also is a great motivator. I love him, too. I don't know how it's possible to love two men, but I do. I pray that God would help me through this, and I pray you might be able to give me some advice. I really need it. Yeah, you really do need it. You sound really young, first of all. I hear you huffing and puffing. You sound really young, and you're not thinking very clearly on this. I mean, you know, you have a man at home or had a man before he moved away who you say lacks motivation, and one who's in jail who has a plan. But neither of these men can do anything for you. They're not working for you. Yes, you need a man with a plan. You need a man with dreams and goals, and you're figured into those dreams and goals. But you need one who's free to execute the goals and the plans that he has. That's what you don't have. So as far as a man goes for yourself, you really need to think higher. You need to think better for yourself. You got to know that you deserve better. I just want to tell you, because I really believe that you're young here, don't settle. Don't settle. You don't settle for just this. If you want more, then you can have more, but you got to be confident that you can get more, and then you can, you know, go on with your life. But these two guys, I mean, you know, I appreciate the guy saying he wants to do this when he gets out of jail, but you didn't mention when that is or anything like that. And he could just be telling you that. I think you need to move on and pick someone better suited for you, but you got to feel like you deserve that in the first place. Tommy?
All right. Me and you got one thing in common.
Oh.
You got two people.
Oh.
Got that.
Okay.
I got four people. It's hard to make these kind of decisions. So I know what you're going through on that part. I sympathize with you.
Really?
Okay. But here's my problem. You have yet to inform me what is he motivated to do.
Get up.
That's what I want to know. What is he motivated to do? I mean, is he making five shanks at in jail? Is that his motivation? What is he motivated to do?
Oh, the inmate.
2,000 push-ups a day is not motivation. That's survival. What is he motivated to do? Is he motivated to break out of prison? What is he motivated to do? Huh? Is he motivated to get out and own his own crack house when he get out? What is the motivation?
He wants a family, and he wants to provide for his family.
Because he got what? He got a plan,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Now, we got to make sure this plan is legal, because the last plan he had
didn't turn out right. I like that. Right, nephew.
Now, we got to look at these plans.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because the last plan, evidently, he didn't know how to exit, so we got a problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know what kind of motivation. Is he trying to buy 10 acres of land, grow his own weed? What kind of motivation? What?
What's the plan?
What? We got to think. You have to talk to these people.
Yeah.
Get to the bottom.
To get to the bottom of the motivation.
It's
now,
crazy. It's so
in the meantime, let's fix the problem at home.
Yes.
The man at home ain't motivated.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Okay. Well, you got one that is. Let him talk to the one who ain't motivated. Let them two talk. At least the one in jail can fix the one at home and give him that motivation that he needs.
Okay.
Y'all don't see this?
Uh-uh.
See, if we lack in motivation,
yes,
and you have one that is a motivator,
right,
let the motivator call the one that's lacking motivation. And now we both motivate. Okay.
Yeah, she needs one good man, and neither of these.
Now, you're going to have to pay for that call, because motivation's cost when you're trying to get it from prison.